Hey, y'all.
Honey, y'all. This is your first time. Guess where we're from.
That's right. No, but hey, we are so glad that you're tuning in to us today. This is Scott with my lovely wife, Teresa, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
What's the day?
Today is Friday. Hey, welcome the weekend.
Yes, come on in. Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah, I think we have a great topic to start off today.
We do.
And to start your weekend. And Teresa, why don't you read that?
Well, we want everybody out there to know, if you are trying to help someone and it blew up in your face, okay, we want you to know that you'll still be rewarded, okay? Did you do it to honor somebody? Okay, if you're struggling from the aftermath of this kind of situation, we want to encourage you with two things.
That's right.
And we found this in Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10.
Yeah, it's really great. So, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?
Yeah.
But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, you read that scripture and go, man, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm not good enough or something like that, or I did this wrong yesterday, so God's not going to love me today. No, that's not what it's saying. God loves you no matter what. He is an unconditional loving father. But what he's saying is what you do to others is what your rewards will be on earth.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with his love for you. It has everything to do with our love for others.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we react to it? Yeah, if it blows up in our face, it blows up in our face.
Mm-hmm.
We did the right thing.
It's all about motive.
Yeah, we tried to help somebody. They didn't accept it. You just go on.
Mm.
Like Jesus said in the scriptures, you dust your sandals off and you keep moving forward. Because there's people out there that will appreciate a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say that, we don't mean for you to be their, as a quote, savior.
Mm-hmm.
We already have that in Jesus. But just a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just sitting down with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how's your day? Not real good. You want to talk about it? I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
You know? Or how's your day? Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So in a lot of situations, you know, hon, we can do to help others.
Well, there was a situation that you and I were in, and we were doing it to help someone that we both loved. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And as it turned out to be the wrong thing for everybody involved, including us.
You know, turning our life over to God, you know, really means to put our hope and our confidence in Him. You know, when we put that our hope and confidence in people, I mean, people would disappoint us.
And that's what happened here.
Yeah.
But and also, none of us really prayed about it. It just seemed like the right thing to do. And as it turned out, it wasn't. It wasn't God's will in the whole situation. But some good did come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was some growth for everybody, so it wasn't all a waste. But that's where we ran into trouble. And then I think everyone felt something negative in the beginning.
Yeah, well, people were, you know, people basically, they're unable to satisfy our deepest needs. They really are, you know. And so we really hold a too high of an expectation on people in general. Okay, but God, you know, when we give everything to Him, then we are sustained when we otherwise would be devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what's great about the Lord is when we put our life in His care, He cares for us.
Well, and the thing about this situation was we couldn't be concerned about their motive. We were concerned about ours, and that's what this whole thing's about. In the beginning, we said you'll still be rewarded. And that's true. Regardless of what happened, God knew our hearts, and we were still rewarded. And it hurts when it's someone that you care about or someone that's your dearest friend or especially if it's a family member, but it happens. And, you know, it's just one of those situations where you just have to trust God with it as bad as it ends up and just realize, you know, it's again, He's going to work it out. I don't understand it, don't like it, but it happened.
Well, you know, those are life lessons that we all go through, and you really have two choices. You can learn from it, or you can swim in it. And God doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you to go forward. And so we decided to go forward, and we learned from it. And so we weren't devastated. It actually became a really good thing. Mm-hmm. So we're praying the same thing for you. You know, if you're going through a situation and if you're trying to help somebody and you're not being, it's not being received the way you think it should be received, well, you know, you need to go with the right motive. You know, if it's from your heart and you really care about somebody, that's what your motive is just to give them your love. You know, that's what Jesus did. He would give them their love. And then, you know, if it wasn't received or they didn't accept it, then, you know, that was their choice.
Mm-hmm. He still did what he knew was the right thing to do and what he knew God wanted him to do.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever think Jesus might have ever felt used, you know, hurt, but deceived? Oh, yeah.
But as we've mentioned in other podcasts, you know, he knows who he's dealing with when it comes to us. And if we could just grab hold of that, and when we do get hurt by someone we're shocked by because they did hurt us, then we've got unrealistic expectations when it does go awry because we're only human.
Well, we...
And it's usually our expectations that let us down and not them.
That's true. You know, God knew, you know, Jesus knew what he was working with. Mm-hmm. You know, he's working with people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know who we're working with. We're working with Jesus. And so there's two different, you know, expectations here. Okay? If you put the same kind of expectations on people as you do Jesus, you're going to be disappointed every time.
Yeah, and then you have to be careful because then you can run into your heart becoming hardened and then you just don't want to help anybody anymore because everybody is, you know, you think, it's out to get me. I'm just going to get hurt anyway. Well, that's coming from also a place of being wounded.
That's true.
And when you're wounded, you know, it's hard to see straight. It's hard to make right decisions, and it's hard to not see everybody is out to get you.
That's right. And, you know, that can be our attitude, like what you're saying, Teresa. You know, everyone's out to get me. You know, really? Well, maybe it's our attitude we need to check on, you know, because it may be just that check in our spirit that everyone's trying to get, you know, get us. And when we get to the point where you're, you know what, I am accepted and loved by Jesus, and if my love is not reciprocated or it's not you know, people I think are out to get me and it bothers me, I need to stop for a minute and say, you know what, Jesus is the one that affirms me, and I'm rewarded by him.
Well, and so like we mentioned in the intro to this, you'll still be rewarded, okay? And here's two things that you can look forward to. You won't have any regrets because of the sacrifice you made. You believed, you know, it was what you were supposed to do, okay? And since you tried to help and, if I made this sacrifice for them, maybe things will be better for them now. And then as it turns out, well, you took a risk, okay? That's what Jesus showed us that he did, but he didn't expect anything in return, you know? And again, that all goes back to motives. And again, in this case, it just simply was not God's will. But that's the first thing that, you know, we had no regrets, okay?
That's right. That's exactly right, you know? And, you know, God will reward you.
That's the second thing to look forward
to. That's right. He is very aware of your sacrifice that you've made. And how things turned out. Mm-hmm. He knows.
He's crazy about you. He knows your heart. He saw it in the shape of a pure motive.
That's right. All you have, and, you know, he will honor. He'll honor that's in you, mm-hmm. You know. All you have to do is trust him mm-hmm. with what went wrong and be grateful for the lessons that you learned from your experience and everything that happened in between.
And just do that thing nobody wants to do, is that's just to wait on him expectantly to reward you.
That's right.
Okay? So, no need to stay down in regrets of that bad decision. Allow God's love to change you. Allow him to continue to prepare you and not use you in the sense of use you up, but put you in places where you can be a blessing. And just go on. Just go on.
You know, like it says in Jeremiah, you know what I mean? You know, you'll be rewarded. Okay, God sees everything. And so some people just don't understand that, you know, how to be rewarded and how to have forever be rewarded, you know, and that's by giving your heart to Jesus.
That's the greatest reward there is.
That's right. And when you do that, then this, you know, dips in the valley and dips in the road, you know, and the valleys that we go through, you know, because what we may give isn't reciprocated.
That keeps us looking from an eternal perspective.
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to matter as much, you know, because you know that you're loved and you're rewarded by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or if you have and walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a while, and you're just realizing right now, man, you know what? I've never given my life to Christ. I've never given my heart to Him. I've been here. That's about it. Well, if you would, pray this prayer and be saved. Lord Jesus, thank You for this day, and thank You, Lord, for the cross. I believe You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And because of the cross, my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I give You my heart today. I need You, Jesus. It's in Your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's the greatest reward you could ever receive.
Mm-hmm.
We are so, you know, happy for you. And if you made that decision today, if you would, email us at info@livingitup.org. And let us know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd love to know. And if you have any comment, we'd love to read that also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we being Friday, we'd love for you to pray about it and find a church and just make sure it's a Jesus-teaching church. And also that, you know, they have a discipleship or mentorship program. Yeah, someone who can walk alongside you and during this awesome, great journey with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So until Monday, have a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you then. Keep living it up.
Beginning again.